In this bulletin, around 800 people forced to self-isolate as Victoria records one new case of COVID-19, another DFAT data breach, and in the AFL, final training sessions for Geelong and Richmond ahead of tomorrow night's grand final. For the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomalos. A parent whose child attends a school at the centre of a COVID-19 outbreak in Melbourne's northern suburbs has tested positive for the virus. They are the one new case detected in Victoria in the past 24 hours. That takes Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average to 5.5 and regional Victoria's to 0.3. There are 10 cases from an unknown source. Head of the testing program in Victoria, Jerome Weimer, says around 800 people have been asked to self-isolate.
Continue to have around 400 people who are secondary contacts of the cases at the East Preston College. We also have an additional 390 secondary contacts of the ongoing work spread across quite a large number of suburbs in the northern area. That makes around 800 people who we are currently asking to self-isolate.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, there have been no new locally acquired cases as the state eases virus-related restrictions related to worship, hospitality and outdoor gatherings. From today, 30 people are allowed to gather outdoors. Group bookings at hospitality venues have been extended from 10 to 30 people, and 300 are allowed at places of worship. Staffing regulations at gyms have also been relaxed, with a safety marshal only required when more than 20 people are working out. Moving overseas, and France will extend its overnight curfew to dozens more areas as COVID-19 cases continue to rise. The country has just recorded more than 41,000 new cases. The 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew will now apply to 38 more areas and in French Polynesia and will last for at least 6 weeks. Cases continue to rise in other parts of Europe, including Italy, Spain, Belgium and the United Kingdom. The identities of Australians stranded overseas have been accidentally exposed in another data breach by the Department of Foreign Affairs. At least 15 Australians in France have had their personal details shared in an email. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has apologised for the bungle, saying officials were trying very hard to support as many Australians as they possibly can overseas. And lifting the cap on overseas arrivals is expected to be on National Cabinet's agenda today. The cap is set at 6,000 per week, and there are still more than 32,000 Australians wanting to fly home. Almost 200 Australians are set to land in Darwin on the first of 8 Qantas flights from London. They will quarantine at the Howard Springs facility for 2 weeks. And a review into the state hotel quarantine systems by the former head of the Federal Health Department, Jane Holton, is also on the National Cabinet's agenda. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the Australia Post Board of Directors is a Liberal Party swamp. Mr. Albanese says the board is full of failed Liberal politicians or people with links to the coalition. He says the purchase of $12,000 worth of Cartier watches for 4 senior executives was only revealed because of questions from Labor in Senate estimates. The head of Australia Post, Christine Holgate, has been stood down while the Department of Finance and Communications and an external law firm carry out an investigation. Anthony Albanese says the Australia Post board needs to be held accountable.
It is beyond belief that these senior Liberal functionaries are on the board, and Paul Fletcher and Scott Morrison found out about this because of questions from Labor in Senate estimates. 2018 this occurred. In the meantime, this government, every single Liberal and National Party member has voted for the cutback of services.
And in the United States, the nomination of the conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court will now go before a full Senate vote next week. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee approved her nomination despite the Democrats boycotting the hearing. The Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the Republicans are making a last-ditch power grab.
The American people know what's going on. They're not fooled. They know this process is a sham, a naked power grab. This is the culmination of a decades-long effort to skew the court to the far right.
In AFL, Geelong and Richmond will conduct their final training sessions ahead of tomorrow night's grand final at the Gabba. Richmond will be out to win their third premiership in 4 years, while Geelong hasn't had grand final success since 2011. Let's check out what the weather's doing for you around Australia today. In Perth, it's sunny and 26. A couple of showers in Adelaide today and 24. Rain developing in Melbourne, 23 degrees. A little bit of rain for Hobart where it's 18. A couple of showers in Canberra as well, 25. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 24. Much the same in Sydney, 26. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, 28 for you. Also 28 for you in Brisbane where it's a partly cloudy day. Much the same in Cairns, 32. And it's sunny in Darwin today, where it's 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for news in depth, check out our podcast.